Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. In September of 2019, Pope Francis wrote a letter to the entire church, and that letter established this day, this third Sunday of Ordinary Time, as Word of God Sunday. I'm not sure how many people read that letter or even know that that letter exists, but that letter was all about the most read, the most published, the best-selling book of all time, the Sacred Scripture. He wrote in that letter that this third Sunday of Ordinary Time is to be devoted to the celebration, the study, and the dissemination of the Word of God. Over the years, that Word of God has been disseminated very well across all cultures and peoples. It's been studied by theologians up and down human history. And Christians have celebrated it with reverence and devotion. Today is a loud reminder that that living Word of God continues to have power, continues to demand our respect, and continues to call forth from us greater reverence and attention. This is God's revelation, His Word, His plan for us. It's the communication of His goodness and His very way of life. Ultimately, the Word of God, Sacred Scripture, is not words on paper, but it is the person of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the Word made flesh for me and for you. And on this Sunday, it will do us well to note again how beautiful that Word of God is. If we're ever to fully study His Word, if we're ever to fully share it well and celebrate it well, we need to consider God, the Word, and how wonderful He is. You know, it was 1 month ago this week that we celebrated the Word, the birthday of the Word of God, of Jesus Himself. And since that month, and in that month, we've heard the voice and the words of John the Baptist, the voice and the words of the angels, the voice and the words of God the Father. And up to this point, Jesus has been silent in the Sunday liturgy. But for the first time this week, we hear the Word of God speak on a Sunday. And He says two things. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and come after me. I will make you fishers of men. My friends, those words are so important. They're the first words that we hear from the incarnate God. Those words have power to save. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. A few closing notes. Number one, the revelation of God's Word gives us something to hear and someone to see. You see, God has a kingdom. He has a mission and a plan. And to be after Him, to base our life on Him, to be transformed by Him, is our very vocation. It's our salvation. Number two, only Jesus is the source of all unity. In the scriptures today and up and down throughout the scriptures, we hear that there's great division in the Christian community. There's great division in every community. And Jesus comes to heal division, He comes for truth, goodness, justice, and right. Paul writes to the Corinthian church that there are factions among them. Even now, to our very day, so many different Christian churches, and yet only one Lord. It's about time that we recognize and remember in whom we have been baptized, not by whom. Finally, the beginning point of all of this is humility. Jesus tells us, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. To repent is to recognize that we are not God. It's to humble oneself as Jesus did. He became a little one. He became an unborn baby. He became like us in all things but sin, so that we might become like him more and more each day. And we can, with his grace, in his word, in every decision we make, in every thought we have, in every action we do. My friends, this week, I would encourage you to make room for the word of God, to spend time with the scripture, to pray with this word that has power to save, that has power to get us out of ourselves and into him. We celebrate great feast days this week. Francis de Sales, conversion of St. Paul, St. Thomas Aquinas. Every saint has been convicted and has responded to the word of God. And this week, you and I have the opportunity to do the same, to be convicted and to respond to his word. Repent and believe. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. God be with you.